It was the summer after my senior year of high school, and Scott said, "You want to go fishing?" And we went down there, and his grandpa had been a fisherman his whole life down there, and he knew exactly where they were bedding down. You ever get on a big old mess of bluegill when they're bedding down and they're on their beds? Well, he put us on that, and we slayed about 148 bluegill that first day, and it was just wonderful. And that night, we cleaned them, and you know, Scott's grandma fried them up right there. And that was probably the best fishing trip ever. Full belly, full of fish, and homemade onion rings. And it's National Onion Rings Day. And that brings me to my little recipe that I want to pass along to you, because I learned it from Scott's grandma. And I make it for my family now. And we're going to do it for National Onion Rings Day, my friend, because this is a time to celebrate, right? So I wanted to share with you this magical recipe. The first thing you need is a good onion. Yellow onion, slice it up however you want it. Get your little sections of onion ring out of there, okay? You want two things before the fryer. You want two good things. Number one is a wet bath, like a couple eggs and a half gallon of milk or something, and Frank's Red Hot. Put enough Frank's Red Hot in there to make it pink, and you're wet. And you're dry. You with me, you foodies? Your little dry pan over here with your flour. You're going to put a good healthy dose of pepper and salt in there, some garlic salt, and then my secret, and I'm telling you this because I love you and I want you to go ahead and just share this at your next fish fry, because your people will say, "Holy cow, where did you get this recipe?" You say, "Well, the dude on the radio was talking about it." You want jerk seasoning. Yes. You ever have jerk chicken from like the Caribbean or out somewhere? They sell this in the store. You can just get the generic brand jerk seasoning. I don't know what's all in the jerk seasoning. I don't know why they call it jerk, but they do. You put that in your dry. And here's what you're going to do, my friend. You're going to go into the wet with your onion rings, and then you're going to go to the dry and get it all coated. And here's what you're going to do again. You're going to go back into the wet and then back into the dry. It's messy, but then you drop that into your hot grease, and you don't overcrowd your fryer. You have like one even layer in there. It takes time. And then flip it after a couple minutes, get it all good and brown, serve it up. And I'm going to tell you something, your people at your party, at your fish fry, whatever, are going to just go on and on about it. So what I'm going to do is get that recipe up on my blog at z100fm.com and give you those little secrets, and you'll be able to share that with, you know, what have you. But that was the best fishing trip of my life, the best onion rings of my life, and I never forgot it. Make sure you check it out at z100fm.com coming up on National Onion Rings Day.